Salut, 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 chers amis. Hi, my friends. Welcome to this weekly French Pod Café. My name is Amaury and I'm here with the charming, charming, ravishing, charmante Catherine.
Thanks for that amazing introduction, Amaury. Well, I am Catherine, as you said, and I'm the product manager here at French Pod. And today we're going to be talking about some of the things that we're looking forward to coming up this week.
Yeah, so we've got 3 lessons this week.
Yeah, that's right. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right. So Monday's lesson is called Heads or Tails.
So this is about making a wager or saying, you know, heads or tails, we do something.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you guess which it's going to be?
Uh-huh. When you don't know what to do, sometimes it helps to flip a coin.
But on the euro, is one side a head and one side a tail? Because the reason we say this is...
Yeah.
Because there's on American quarters, usually there's a head on one side.
Yeah, I don't know. With the euro, it's a bit complicated now.
With the franc, was it the same?
It was easier, actually. Yeah, it was easier.
Interesting stuff. It'll be really, really helpful to know how to say this in French because it's, I don't know, it comes up a lot with me because I'm very indecisive. So I was like, fine, we'll flip a coin. Heads or tails, we go.
So you never do it?
Always.
Oh, always do it. Okay.
I always go for heads, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you stick to the same?
I stick to the same thing, always.
Okay, good.
I have a 50-50 chance, yeah?
Yeah.
50-50, so, you know, 50 heads.
Uh-huh. You know what I do? I do it sometimes. But then, if I'm not happy with the result, I'll do it again. That's not fair. That's
no.
Not right. But what's good in this lesson as well, we're going to learn loads of stuff about transportation.
Okay.
How to go from one place, you know, like by bike, on foot, by car. We're going to learn all these as well.
Really helpful stuff. So that's going to be on Monday. But Wednesday's episode is going to be a little bit more advanced than that, right?
That's right, yeah. The name of the lesson is La Découverte de la Grotte de Lascaux.
All right, so we're uncovering this cave that has all those prehistoric cave paintings in it, right? That's very, very famous in world history.
That's right, yeah. It's one of the biggest in Europe and obviously the biggest prehistorical site in France. And I've never been, but Marion went there and she's going to tell us all about it.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And so, but the dialogue of this lesson is a funny story. It's a really nice story, but it's because it's about how the boy or these teenagers found the cave.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. With the help of their
dog. Because this is a true story, right? It wasn't an archaeologist who found it. It was just some boys in the countryside who found this amazing, amazing piece of history.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so that's what this dialogue is going to tell.
All right. So that's an advanced lesson. And for those of you who aren't at that level, we've got lots of other stuff on the site. For example, Friday's lesson coming out is not as advanced. It's a newbie level lesson. And it's very helpful because we're talking about distances. So how far away things are.
Yeah. To learn all the vocabulary regarding this, we're going to go to the beach with surfers.
Oh, fun. Well, now that it's starting to warm up, that'll be something that's very useful, I think, because... Ooh, I get excited about going to the beach when it's summertime.
I see, me too.
Mm-hmm.
And this Saturday is Entrepod. We're going to have the second sequel of Brittany.
Great.
So last time, Anne told us about the language of Brittany.
It's pretty different from...
It is, yeah, because it's a Celtic culture, you know. We talk about the link in between Brittany and Great Britain as well. But this time it's all going to be about tourism and the food specialties.
All right, so as interesting as the last one was, maybe this will be the more exciting one because everyone likes to talk about the food thing. Cool, well that's coming out on Saturday. And again, that's a French language show, Entrepod. The other show that we've got is Voulez-vous chanter avec moi, the music show. And that show is in English, so they alternate every other week. And this week we're actually going to have the second part of Entrepod, but you should also check out the website frenchpod.com where we've got lots of ways for you to practice your French and to continually improve. For example, we've got this thing called the activity stream now, so it's on the me page and it's actually been pretty successful. People are answering questions and learning a little bit more about how to create good French phrases.
That's it, yeah. And from those questions you can even ask other questions. We are there to answer them.
Exactly.
No problem.
Exactly. So please find us on our social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter. We're on Twitter as French Pod, no spaces, and Facebook as well. So find us there. Say hello. Don't be shy. And please don't forget to ask questions because it's the way to learn and
totally.
To get better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So have a great week. We hope everyone had a wonderful Easter last week. And until next week.
Bonne semaine. Bye-bye.